Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Now, Freakier Friday is out in cinemas today. You might remember a film from 2003 called Freaky Friday. 2 decades after an identity crisis, Lindsay Lohan's character, that's Anna, so she's back again, and her blended family faces new challenges. Okay, Tess, who is played by Jamie Lee Curtis, is Lindsay Lohan's mum, and Anna, that's Lindsay Lohan, discover their past may be repeating with the next generation. So the switcheroo is about to happen again, and the next generation are involved.
What is happening?
It's me, Harvey, it's mom.
What do you say? So if you're me and I'm you, then who is that?
I'm Grandma, sweetheart.
She just has crevices all over her face. Look at the crevices.
My hands look like doll hands.
Oh, my butt feels so high. My face feels so thirsty and dry. My face is perfect.
My face looks like a Birkin bag that's been left out in the sun to rot.
It's great fun. I went to see it the other day, and it will all make sense, okay, as you go along with it. But you do have to concentrate now, to be honest with you. Now, I spoke to Jamie Lee Curtis the other day, and I asked her, you know, I had to sign a thing to say, a non-disclosure about it. So I said, at this stage now, the movie's coming out. What can we say about a very complicated but very entertaining plot of Freakier Friday?
Well, now that the movie's out, I think we can say quite a lot. Okay. A 22-year later sequel to a huge hit, global hit, called Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
The new Freakier Friday finds Lindsay Lohan's character now a mom of a 15-year-old, Harper, and Tess, Lindsay's mom, is still a therapist and has been a very big supporter of her daughter being a single mom until her daughter meets a single dad, Eric, and he has a 15-year-old daughter from Britain who's living in Los Angeles, and they fall in love, and the two girls don't really get along very well.
Lily has a bit of an attitude problem. Would I be right in saying that?
You know what? Lily is a posh girl, or a posh wannabe girl from England. She wants to be a fashion designer and a beauty influencer. And, you know, she probably fashions herself quite sophisticated, even though she's really not, and much more mature than, of course, these sort of stroppy American teens. And, of course, Lindsay's character and Eric marry, and are getting married.
Getting married, yeah.
And the two youngins are fighting. They don't like each other. And even I'm fighting with my daughter because she's feeling like I'm meddling. And all of a sudden we go to a wedding party and there's a fortune teller and she puts a spell on us and we all wake up switched. I switch with Lily, a step-granddaughter to me, and Lindsay switches with her daughter Harper, and the two teens get together, and now the two adults. And so Lindsay and I both play 15-year-olds trying to break up our parents. So then it becomes a parent trap, except the opposite of the parent trap. And hilarity ensues.
And it does, and it's very enjoyable, actually. And it's action-packed as well. And there's, you know, a few good chases going on there that you're involved in. And you get out in a pretty good car. You take one of your old friend's cars and do a bit of a car chase down the road. It's great. Now, yourself and Lindsay Lohan get to kind of work together more, because in Freaky Friday, you were kind of separate, weren't you?
We swapped and then lived in each other's reality.
Yeah.
But we have to partner up.
Yeah, there's some fantastic moments in it. And of course, the first one in 2003 was absolutely massive. You were in Ireland in 2003. I don't know whether you remember this, but I actually met you before, and I was on the stage in Croke Park in Dublin, the National Stadium in Dublin, and I introduced you, and you came out, and you jumped on top of me. You were wearing a tracksuit and a T-shirt. It was for Special Olympics 2003.
Yes, I actually do remember this.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I've been a big supporter of the Special Olympics. I was in Ireland with my daughter, and we found ourselves there during the Special Olympics, and I was asked to come.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, it was fantastic. It was brilliant. Really good. Do you think there's going to be an even freakier than Freakier Friday film in another few years' time? Where could it go next? Because, you know, will Harper have a child, or, you know, will...
Well, I think it would be the freakiest Friday would be if Harper has a child and or Lily... And I'm a great-grandma, Lindsay would be a grandma. But if you think about it, if in fact that could happen,
yeah,
what a trilogy for Disney to have.
Unbelievable. Right?
Freaky Friday, Freakier Friday, and Freakiest Friday. Yeah. It would be kind of massive.
Absolutely. Well, this is great anyway, and it's out there for all to see. And can I just say one other thing? I've become a rejuvenated fan in your work as well after all the other Disney-associated stuff like The Bear, The Mom and The Bear. You are just unbelievable. Superb.
Thank you very much, Ian. It's been the role of a lifetime, to be honest. I've been waiting for Donna Brizzotto my entire life.
You are perfect in it, okay?
And, thank you.
And in this too, best of luck with Freakier Friday. Jamie Lee Curtis, thank you very much.
God bless you all. Have a great day.
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today FM.